Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And a good Monday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. We are live today at the Opryland, Gaylord Opryland Hotel for the AFCA, the Coaches Convention, the American Football Coaches Association.
Yeah, it's a big deal. There's almost every college coach in the country is converged on Nashville, Tennessee for this
Except
big
for
event.
Two that are busy later.
It's for two and their staffs, which are busy later tonight. So this is always a big deal. It's basically a networking kind of thing. You come and talk to the coaches. There's like eight bulletin boards out there. You post a job up there. And so a lot of handshaking going on and a lot of jobs that are being filled because of this convention in Nashville. So it is a big, big deal.
Yes, it is. And obviously there is so much for us to get into. As soon as I can figure out the Wi-Fi, which seems to be a trouble for me.
It's
not
okay,
that
buddy.
You care about that out there. But the Titans go and they play spoiler yesterday. They win, and I guess you can call it a revenge factor, as they beat the Jags and keep the Jags out of the playoffs.
Yeah, it was great. Was at the game yesterday. The crowd was into it. Of course, everybody was going to see Derrick Henry's farewell, but it was fun. I mean, it was exciting, and they knocked him out. And it was funny. I was going to comment about this, but I was like, nobody cares. There were a lot of Steeler fans that were there.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I saw that.
And I was like, why are they here? And they were all happy because if Jacksonville got knocked out, Pittsburgh made the playoffs. And so they did. Jacksonville fans turned up. I'll give them to them. That was like a couple sections were just packed with Jacksonville fans. But too bad they went home upset, and the Titans closed out the year on a win.
Yeah, they did. And there's a lot of different elements. You mentioned, you know, is it the Derrick Henry farewell game? I got to give him, you know, credit not only for his on-field performance, but also the speech at the end of the game to the fans and then his press conference afterwards. I know I walked away from both going, well, that was both a goodbye and the, yeah, I'd love to come back.
Yeah, right.
You know, it was kind of like it was you walk away from that not having an answer at all, which – is how he should have done it. It's the perfect way for him to do it.
Well, not only that, I mean, he's always been so gracious to every time I've dealt with him, he's been perfect. He's been fine. And that's a hell of a way to go out. I mean, he's always destroyed the Jags like that, and he didn't in fine fashion yesterday. Now, you know, you can deal with that later on, but now it becomes a thing with Vrabel. I mean, two coaches have already been fired with yep. Arthur Smith and Ron Rivera in Washington, and I'm sure more to come. So that all came out like late last night, too, with Arthur Smith being let go. So, and now a lot of Titans fans will bring him back. If I'm Arthur Smith, do you want to go back and, you know, just go out and you know, go someplace else? And who knows? But
all right, let's just start with that. Titans fans, put your ear up to the radio and listen to me. Stop always wanting to bring people back. There are other people out there that can come and coach. You don't have to go with what you know. And guess what? Tim Kelly, he did not do that bad of a job. He had no offensive line, and though they had one left in them yesterday,
right. Yeah,
and did okay. But it's not Tim Kelly's fault. Tim Kelly does not need to go anywhere. If Vrabel stays, Tim Kelly can come back and be the offensive coordinator. He was fine. Had a rookie quarterback, had no offensive line.
Zero.
Had hardly any weapons except for 22 and 10. It's not Tim Kelly's fault. Stop. Stop with this whole, Arthur Smith was a great OC for 2 years, so let's just bring him back. Jim Schwartz was a great defensive coordinator. Let's make him the head coach. Let's go with all these names that we're familiar with and that we know, and they just feel all good. And then you want to complain about Mike Vrabel bringing in his friends. You're doing the same thing. Stop it.
Well, I like the Mike Munchak. But what, Amy Adams needs to go find him and give him all the money.
He doesn't want to come back. No. He's retired. He's being grandpa. Leave him alone.
Yeah, he's done. But you know what? Offensive coordinators around the league are, for the most part, average or above average. I mean, the Jacksonville, when they got the ball on the 1 yard line, the calls they made down there
right.
were awful.
Yep.
Just absolutely awful. So don't get on your offensive coordinator. I mean, Kelly's called some bad. They all call bad plays.
Sure.
Bottom line is, They got the win yesterday, and now you hit the offseason and see what happens. But now, I mean, it's just this whole Vrabel and what's going to happen and the discontent between him and Rand and Amy and the organization and yada, yada, yada. And the Titans' best beat reporter, Diana Russini, always, you know, seems to know everything that goes on within the organization and what's going to happen there with him. Who knows?
Right. Well, a couple things of note.
Okay.
And I am going to read something into this. The Titans sent out the notice last night that the locker room will be open today during our show. There was no mention of a final press conference from Mike Vrabel. That has yet to come out, unless it's come out in the last few minutes, which I'm checking my email. I have not seen that.
Right.
There is a report from Jordan Schultz, who is, you know, a pretty good NFL reporter, has put out that says sources to Bleacher Report, as the Titans weigh head coach Mike Vrabel's future this week, he's interested in the idea of returning to the Patriots should New England part ways with Bill Belichick. That's just according to Jordan Schultz, which I don't think there's anything
right
to say there.
That's just what everybody else has been reporting for weeks and forever.
Right. Like, it's one person says, I bet the conversation could be, hey, if Mike gets let go in Tennessee, would he go back to New England? Yeah, probably. And that becomes, Mike Vrabel is interested in going to the Patriots.
Well, I like it when he went up there and got inducted in the Hall of Fame, and he's sitting in Kraft's box. You mean to tell me at no point did they mention?
Of course they did.
You know?
Of course they did. And everybody, and that's why everybody's up in arms about it, because they know that they probably – in some sort of way, discussed it.
Yeah, I hope he takes the job, because we were told it was a nothing burger by some Titans reporters when he went up there to do that, and the speech he gave. And, like, all right, whatever. I hope he does take the job. That way I can pump my chest. Like, it was a big deal when he went up there and did all that stuff and what he said, you know. You know, he complained when he went up there and talked to the Patriots and all that. But now it's you know, what's going to happen now? Is it going to be today, tomorrow, whatever? I mean, who knows? And we'll see. But, you know, last I checked, New England still got a coach, right?
Yeah, and how about this? So he had his end-of-the-year press conference, like, at 7:30 this morning, which is such a Belichick move.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, he had his. There are reports from a lot of the reporters. It's office, by the way. Not, you told me the wrong one.
Okay.
but that he's out. And that Belichick will be out. So who knows? But, look, I don't know if this is resolved today. I think it probably isn't. And we're just going to have to kind of sit and wait. Because especially if he does want to go to New England, you know, they're going to have to work out a trade.
Give me my money if I'm Amy Adams. So the question is today for Titans fans, do you want Vrabel back?
Yeah.
I mean, we could debate Derrick Henry, you know, if you had to take him or Eddie George. That's all debatable down the road. But today, I mean, the most kind of important thing is, do you want Mike Vrabel back? I mean, do you want him to coach the Titans in 2024 to come back? And if he did, what changes would you like to see if he comes back on this football team?
My answer is yes, if he's 100% in. And only one person is going to be able to get that answer, and her name is Amy Adams Strong.
Right, yeah.
You know, if there's a rift between him and Carthon, like, you know, everybody wants to put out there, and he's like, look, I can't make this work, then you're probably going to move. He's probably gone.
Right.
But, you know, people come up to me and they go, hey, you think they need to move on from Vrabel? He's not very good, right? Well, the last 2 years, no, he hasn't been very good. But there's a lot of, you know, circumstances there that are some his fault and some are not his fault.
Sure.
And so you have to factor that in. The fact of the matter is he's been pretty good with this organization. I mean, he's second, I think, behind Fisher, you know, Titans-wise, when it comes to wins.
Okay. But he's been there 6 years. He's made the playoffs half the time he's been there.
Right, including an AFC championship game appearance.
Yep.
So you have to weigh that. Then you have to ask yourself, okay, well, how does the organization look – from afar to potential coaching candidates? You know, some of the hot names that are going to be out there: Bobby Slowick, Dan Quinn. You know, maybe Belichick is a name that is going to be out there.
Right.
All right. You have to think about that. Do they want to come here? if all this stuff's been out there about, well, the owner has dictated who the GM is, and it's a collaboration,
absolutely,
and you have to work together.
You know, I tell you, yes, I could walk 100 yards, and there are 3,000-4,000 coaches over here and say, would you take the Titans job?
Well, yeah, but come on.
Every
that's different. Yeah, but that's
single one of them.
I'm talking about NFL coaches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're the DC for the Lions or whomever, and then somebody say, you're the head coach of the head coach of any NFL team. What's the worst run for the Cardinals, right? Arizona Cardinals. Would you take the head coaching job there? Absolutely you would.
Sure. I mean, to your point, yes.
Yeah.
But I think there are some. Like, Dan Quinn has been the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys for 2 years. He's been mentioned for every coaching job that's been available. He took a team to the Super Bowl. He stayed put.
Yeah.
A guy like that has his choice.
Yeah, he does. So you get in that position when you have your choice. But how many have their choice?
True.
How many have their choice to pick out where they want to go? But if you're, you know, somebody's like, hey, you get a head coach of the Titans, in a second. There are only 32 of those jobs in the entire world. Every coach would jump the opportunity to do that. And if you're lucky like Dan Quinn or a few others where you can pick and choose where you need to go, that's great. Good for them. Fantastic. But those are few and far between. But we will see what happens. I don't, you know, usually you get an inkling one way or the other. I don't know on this.
I really don't know on this
what's going to happen.
I have no idea.
But I will tell you, in the world of where we are now, be careful to jump to information conclusions because people so desperately want to be first and so desperately want to get out there and have their name attached to it. Just let it all play out and you can react accordingly when it comes down the line.
615-737-1025, that's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Give us your thoughts on the Titans and what is next for them. Will Mike Vrabel remain? And again, we're watching the coaching carousel right now as, you know, there are going to be moves. Arthur Smith is out in Atlanta. Ron Rivera is out in Washington. The GM is out in Carolina, so they'll be looking for a coach and a GM.
Wow.
Now, that's an organization. I don't care how badly you want to be a head coach in the league. Like, if Dave Tepper called me, I'd be like, I'm sorry, you got the wrong number.
You'd still take it, man.
Throwing drinks at fans.
You'd still take that job. You still would do it because it's an NFL coaching job. But I understand what you're saying for all that. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to start. How many – we'll get into this later on, though. But, you know, the jobs that are open now, like if the Raiders don't hire Antonio Pierce soon, I mean, the players love him.
Right.
He
should. He should get the job.
Somebody said, I was reading somewhere, some report about how, as a coach, every other word he says is a cuss word.
Who?
Antonio Pierce. Like, every other word he's – and they said, they're afraid he's going to cuss on TV. I'm like, that's what you're worried about? For a guy that – you could tell him, hey, man, have a guy next to him, hey, don't cuss as much and do whatever. But Antonio Pierce should absolutely get that job. Those players love being for him. And we also need to react what happened at the end of the Saints-Falcons game yesterday.
Oh, we will. We'll get into that.
My goodness, man. Crazy stuff.
We will definitely get into that. 615-737-1025. The Titans win yesterday. What is next for Mike Vrabel? We will, and Derrick Henry. By the way, our friend Jill Jelinek tweeted at us, listening to Chase and Big Joe this morning, talk about Derrick Henry's thank you speech yesterday. Guys, I said it yesterday. Henry should teach a masterclass about how to give a great send-off but not commit to goodbye just yet.
Ooh.
Floyd Reese would be very proud of that man, as he said something without saying anything, basically.
Okay, yeah.
is what it was. But we will continue to discuss that live today at the Opryland Hotel, the AFCA, the Coaches Convention, here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
I want to finish the season in a classy manner. You want to see effort, want to see guys play like they did today?
Of course. You know, that's what we've done, and that's what we want to continue to do. And win, and be able to win, and be able to get off to a good start, and be able to, you know, control the football game and, you know, have a two-score lead and, you know, somewhat, you know, put the pressure on them to execute. You know, and I thought that you know, I thought we would have finished, you know, I mean, when we converted, you know, which was a fantastic play by Ryan to be able to pump it and hold it, not throw it into to Allen. And then a fantastic job by Kyle to kind of get in there behind guys. And, you know, then the pile push that we talk about and show every week. And how critical that is at that point in time. So I thought we were going to finish it off, and, you know, that didn't happen. But then, you know, we're able to get the punt off, cover the punt well, and just great complimentary football and did a great job of, you know, situational play. You know, we got them backed up down there, and or we're backed up, and we hard count, gets us off the goal line. You know, those are all things that when we're operating and we're functioning and winning, those are all the things that we're doing positively and not the other way around.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday after the win as the Titans knock off Jacksonville and they miss out on making the playoffs. So returning the favor from last year. And it was very similar situation for the Jags that the Titans were in.
Yeah.
At one point at 7-3, the Jags at 8-3. Lose a bunch and end up missing the playoffs altogether, including the division. The Houston Texans winning the AFC South.
Yeah, right.
Everybody had that on their bingo card to start the year.
Well, we had John McClain on. John McClain said he picked them to win three games.
Yeah.
So you just never know when, you know, new blood and a new coach, a new direction, a new attitude comes in, what it could do for the football team. Plus, as we see in the National Football League, if you got a good quarterback, you're always in the game, and C.J. Stroud is years ahead of where a rookie should be. And they're rolling. They believe in the process and believe in what they're doing. And now they're hosting the Cleveland Browns on Saturday in the playoff. It's just crazy. But that's why we love the uncertainty of what happens in professional sports.
How poetic is it that the Houston Texans fans had to pull for the Titans yesterday to help them out?
Yeah, exactly. And they did. I didn't see the – from I mean, the Titans played well yesterday. I just didn't see the urgency from Jacksonville to look – to win, you're in. The last series for Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence was awful.
Did not look good.
Just awful.
I don't know how hurt he was. You know, I mean, I know he was playing through some stuff. He'd missed the game and
right.
The shoulder and all of that. But your season's on the line. You can make the playoffs for the second year in a row. You can win the division for the second year in a row. And that's the performance. And look, you had to know, Doug Peterson had to know going into this, hey, guys, this is, you know, Tannehill starting. It's his last hurrah.
Yep.
And also, it's probably the last one for Henry. Who knows with Vrabel. Like, they were going to be juiced yesterday. That team, that Titans team showed up. You know, we've talked about how many times this year that they've been uninspired. They were inspired yesterday.
They absolutely were.
And I think the quarterback and running back had a lot to do with that.
It's just you wish you could see that for 17 games, but it is what it is, and they ride off with a big win yesterday. And there's a lot of positive to look forward to. I mean, Tajay Spears, just looking at him yesterday, how quick he is and fast he is.
Yeah.
Now, he's not going to be a 35-carry-a-game running back, but again,
offense is changing.
Nobody is.
Right.
Nobody in the NFL. I mean, if you get – I wonder how many people got 25 carries this year in a game. I mean, it's usually like 15, 18 to 20. So you don't need that anymore. So if Derrick Henry does leave, go out and get another running back who is, I don't know, 75%, you know, of Derrick. Somebody said Dante Foreman would come back and be a good running back. Sure. I mean, whatever. But
Derrick had 25 in week two against the Chargers.
Okay.
For 80 yards.
Ooh, that's a lot of carries for – 3 yards,
3.2 per carry.
So yeah, so those days are long gone now. But Spears looked great yesterday, and there's some things. But Chig looked good yesterday as
he
well.
He did. And like, here's the thing on Henry: he didn't hit 300 carries for, you know, the first time. Well, he 219 the year he got hurt, but since he really became the bell cow for this team in 2019, he'd always been over 300 carries. He was at 280.
Oh, okay. Well, see, there you go with that. So. It's going to be, you know, they don't do anything. What, free agency is in March. You'll figure out some things there, what's going on. There'll be some rambling of what's going to happen, if he's going to sign here or go there. But there's still time to process it. Again, the main thing is what do you do with your head coach?
Going to pick 7th in the draft. And I've seen the
– Don't. You know, go ahead.
I've seen the people that are like, well, if you had lost yesterday, you know, they would have picked – you know where they would have picked? They had lost? 6th.
Is that what it was? I saw 5th or 6th. It doesn't matter.
Said 5th. I've read, and everything that I've read has been, and maybe Paul's right, but everything I've seen is 6th. It was the difference in one position.
I'll take Paul's word. And then Jeffrey Simmons with that tweet, which made me laugh, he said, y'all are wild. If y'all want to think we're going out there and lose. I mean, I don't get the mindset of people wanting your football team to lose.
It's the fan mindset. It's just that's the, you know.
We're going to miss out on some. I mean, look, again. It's the draft is inexact science. You don't know what you're going to get there.
You know, somebody put out a list last night of, in the last 10 years, players drafted with the 7th overall
pick. I saw that, yes.
There are two guys named Josh Allen that have turned out to be pretty good. One's a pass rusher and one's a quarterback.
What were that the other ones?
Yeah,
exactly,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. But so, Penei Sewell was one of them, and, I mean, that would be the position that the Titans probably need to look at.
Oh, that sounds like something you get like an Italian restaurant.
I'll have the Penei Sewell.
with the number 7 Chardonnay, that'll go good. I'll do that.
So yeah, I mean, there's a ton of uncertainty.
Well, let me ask you
this team.
Chase McCabe, should you want Mike Vrabel to come back?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Because. You know what the big reason is? I don't trust them to do better.
That's sad, isn't
it? I don't trust them to do better. And I don't think he's a bad coach. I don't think he's a great coach, but I don't think he's bad. And I think if you put him in the – you got to figure out what this dynamic looks like. Is he in charge? Is it truly a collaboration, which those don't work? Or is Rand in charge or whatever? Amy needs to own the team. And then get out of the way of the football stuff. I mean that with all due respect. But I would say that to every owner in the National Football League, including Jerry Jones.
Right.
Own the team. Go to your events. You know, wave. Do your thing. Maybe speak every now and then if you want to.
Sure.
But you don't have to. But let the football people run the football team. You hire them for a reason. Like, the corporations and the organizations in this country or in this world – that fail are the ones that hire people to do a job and then they don't let them do their job.
That's a good point. Do you give them if you have another year, do you give them like, this is your year, this is it?
Yeah, but I mean, probably, which is going to make it difficult, you know, to find coaches that want to come in here.
True.
Because you are going to need to make some changes. I would look at Shane Bowen. You made the special teams change. I would look at that position again, you know, and not necessarily go with the interim. Offensive line, you didn't give him much to work with, but if there's an outside guy that'd be willing to come in here and look, I'd take a look at that. I mean, you're going to need to make some coaching changes. Tim Kelly's fine. I'd bring Tim Kelly back.
Okay. I think it's time just to move on.
Okay, are you firing him? Or are you going to call Bob Kraft and say, hey, what do you – you know,
I'd sit Mike down and say, what do you want to do? Well, tell me what you want to do. Do you want to go? We can work something out if you want to be here. It's all dependent on him, I think.
Yeah, and you have to have that conversation.
Right. Maybe it's
and
happening
I think
now.
That conversation is probably happening as we speak.
Yeah, it has to. The whole thing with Rand, Carthon, and him, and are they getting along? Where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's all this that's going on there. It's, you know, it's early summer when Fisher was let go after the 2010 season, and we had – all that, you know, is he going to let go? Then they let him go. And then what's happened? And the Munchak comes in. It was just as Fisher. But we knew then that Fisher was gone because he had that one more year. And we signed the coordinator, the coaches to another contract. And I think many people, he did it without the GM knowing. I mean, all the stuff that went on, allegedly with all that back then, it was just a time of uncertainty. And so the Munchak walks in here. But I don't know, man. It's a decision they're going to have to make and make it soon.
2491 real quick says, so are you guys going to purchase Peacock? Only way to watch the Chiefs Dolphins game, so fraudulent. So one, I already have it because when I had WWE Network, it transferred to that, so I have Peacock. And I have Xfinity, so there's that.
Okay.
I think it's brilliant that they put the Chiefs on the streaming service because that's the way you get the Swifties. And don't tell me that they didn't think about that.
That's a good point. I don't know. I don't know how that played into the Saturday night game, what was going to happen. I predicted that the Saturday early game would be the Texans and Browns because overall nobody cares.
Yeah, right.
So you just shove it there at 3:30 on a Saturday. But he's got a good point. I don't have it. I'm not paying a dime to watch.
So go to a bar.
Football.
If you really want to watch it, then go to a bar.
I'm not. And then somebody's like, well, it's coming, the Super Bowl. Then I'm not paying. I'm not paying to watch anything like that. I'm not paying
then
for it.
Then you're going to get left behind because that's where it's going.
Then leave me behind.
Everybody that wants to complain about this, complain about it all you want, but that's where it's going.
I think more people aren't going. I think more people are on the side of, I ain't spending money on that.
And I say this with all the respect in the world. It's your generation that is going to say that.
Good.
The older than me.
Your younger generation, they ain't watching this. They're not watching. They're watching Instagram and TikTok.
Right. They'll see the highlights there, but they have the streaming services. More people have the streaming services my age than they do your age.
Well, sure.
And so that's who they're after.
Okay.
But I think we're a ways away from like the Super Bowl being exclusively on a streaming network.
I don't know.
It'll just be on both for a while. We'll talk to Brett Kern, former Titans punter, coming up next, get his thoughts on the Titans day yesterday, Derrick Henry, Mike Vrabel. All of that is on the table. Live at Opryland Hotel, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, brought to you by Regal Realty Group. We're live today at the Opryland Hotel, the AFCA, the American Football Coaches Association, their annual convention. And our man Nick Frazier, Dr. Crane, is back at the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. As we do every Monday, and it's been a while, we haven't had a Monday show. We talked to Brett Kern, former Titans punter. He's on the line with us. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic. Just trying to figure out what Amy Adams Strunk and the Tennessee Titans are going to do moving forward. But let's start yesterday. An awesome effort by the Titans. They get the win. They knock Jacksonville off and keep Jacksonville out of the playoffs. And if it in fact was Derrick Henry's final game at Nissan Stadium as a Titan, he went out in a blaze of glory, looking awesome. Like we can always remember the king in that way. What a performance by him!
Yeah, I really hope that's not his last game as a Titan. I think you and I were texting yesterday during the game of making a case is that's why you keep him. You know, if you get an offensive line in front, that does what they did yesterday. You kind of stay out of obvious passing situations, which is, easier said than done. But if you stay out of those situations and you got the run game going, kind of opens up that play action pass. And that just kind of yesterday kind of reminded me of that 2019, the Titans, in 2019 when we were rolling and went up to New England and won at Baltimore. It was just one of those where you relied on Derek and you throw it in Tajay a little bit. Just that mix to Derek's power and the game that he has, and allows Tannehill to go out and it's not like he threw for 300 yards or anything like that, but you don't need that. He's efficient,
right.
And he did what he needed to do. And it was a really good win. And I think we talked yesterday too about, would you rather be the Titans? They didn't have the season they wanted to, but it just seems like there's enough parity in the sense of really anybody could have won the division this year. And I think even the Titans could have. If you got a little bit more consistent play like you did yesterday, would you rather be the Titans who just knocked the team out of the playoffs, or would you rather be Jacksonville who really kind of squandered the division, right? And now you have to go into the offseason really just kind of in a depressed state where at least the Titans, you kind of have a little bit of hope, but there's obviously a lot of uncertainty that comes with that.
Yeah, and with Derek, I mean, look, he had a great – if it's a send-off, it was an awesome send-off. Talk to the fans and then in his press conference. But I thought he did a really good job of basically saying the goodbye with also saying, if it's right, I'll come back. And so it's kind of open on what exactly happens there. Everybody will say it's a business, and they understand that it's a business. You went through it not long ago of just the business part of it. And then they brought you back. You retired a Titan. You have all that. But I know how tough it has to be, to look at it. He's been here 8 years. And if this is the end, even though it could be fun for him to go out and experience free agency and sign on with a contender and all of that, there's still the human aspect to it that I think people lose sight of.
Yeah, and I think it's, I tell people that the business of the NFL is undefeated. I don't think there's really ever a time where a player comes out on top, right? And that's just how it works, right? But for Derek, I mean, he poured 8 years of his career. He's only been a Titan, right? What he's contributed to the city, to the fan base, to the organization. I sent him a text last night that I just said, hey, man, I appreciate it that my kids can look up to you, right? That's not the case for every NFL player, but my kids, they love Derek. Derek's always been super kind, goes out of his way to talk to them and so many other people, right? That's just the kind of guy he is. So, you know, I'm sure there's probably an inner struggle of just knowing what he's done here and for the city and what he's done for this franchise. And then, you know, going somewhere else, like it's not easy. Like, and the grass isn't always greener on the other side per se, but you're going to a different city. It's a totally different staff, new people, new routines, all that kind of stuff. And sometimes that can throw you for a little bit too. But, you know, I think for him, if, you know, yesterday was his last game as a Titan, I mean, that's just, you know, he went out with an incredible game. Obviously, I think the main reason why they won the game.
Former Titans punter Brett Kern with us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. How should Titans fans remember Ryan Tannehill and his tenure here?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people with a lot of different feelings on Ryan. You know, for me personally, you know, I would say if Ryan's not back in any way, shape, or form, you know, Ryan, you know, my locker was next to his for the whole time, you know, that I was a Titan with him. So what, 4 years? And I could say that he's probably one of the toughest guys that I've ever been around. He would come in on a Monday and to kind of see what he was going through post game, the things that were hurting, the things that was bothering him with his body. And he would never use it as an excuse, never use it as a crutch. He would just go on and do his business. And he was, like I said, probably the toughest guy that I've really played against, just to see his work ethic and everything like that. And so I just think that, you know, as Titans fans, just appreciate what he's given. You know, he's done a lot of good things, really good guy. And so he's, you know, obviously you go to the AFC Championship game, won us a lot of games, kept us in a lot of games. And yeah, there's some ups and downs. People can, you know, you can look at the negative of everybody that you watch on TV or anything like that. But really, he's class A player. And if he's not back, I just, you know, wish him the best and know that he did a lot for this city and for this organization, just like Derek.
You're one of the few that can say you played for every head coach that the Titans have had, all the way back to Jeff Fisher, but you spent a good chunk of time with Mike Vrabel. There are rumors surrounding him on, you know, whether he wants to be back, if he wants to go to New England, do they want him back, you know, various reports out there. Why should Mike Vrabel remain the head coach of the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that Vrabel has a unique way of, I mean, yesterday I'm watching the game, right? And I'm looking kind of on special teams, offense, defense, what the Titans went through, 83 guys this year, which is the most in the NFL, which is a lot. And it's kind of a reoccurring theme, but you find a way to take these guys that really are looking for an opportunity. They just want a chance to go out and play. And he has a way of motivating these guys to go play football. And so it's a unique ability that he has. And so, you know, we've had a lot of success under Vrabel, you know, and I just think that obviously it's just a matter of, can he get the guys that he wants, you know, the players that he wants to kind of run, to kind of do what he wants to do to be successful. I don't know if, I don't know what's going on with him or Ran or anything like that, or the relationship that they have. I don't think anybody will ever know that, right? And so, sure. I think it's just a matter of getting the guys that he wants, the players that he wants, to run what he wants to do and to be successful.
Well, it is certainly going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. I'm sure a lot will change between now and the next time we talk, but we will see. That is for sure. Appreciate it, Brett.
Yep, absolutely. Have a good one.
Talk to you soon. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joining us every Monday at 9:30, getting his thoughts on everything with the two-tone blue. We'll react to some of that and also get you updated on some of the news. Plus, there was something that Ryan Tannehill said after the game yesterday, talking about going rogue, that Joe and I are going to get into coming up next.
I got burned on Twitter by that. Well, I don't care, man.
I have not said how I feel one way or another
right
yet. So I've saved it for the show. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
You were aware of where DeAndre was with his incentives and how much did it mean to help him kind of hit some of those numbers?
Yeah, no, I was very aware. very aware. you know, I thought we were actually a couple yards short, and I told him, hey, I'm going to get you this ball. I don't care what they call. I'm going to get you this ball. They said he ended up getting it. So, you know, thankful that I didn't have to go rogue there and call a pass play at the end. But I was like, hey, I got nothing to lose here. I mean, I'm out anyway. So, like, what are they going to do? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm thankful. Thankfully, he was able to hit that. Obviously, wanted that for him and what he's meant for this team over the course of this year. You know, showed up for us week in and week out and made huge plays over the course of the season.
That was Ryan Tannehill yesterday after the Titans win. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Didn't want to have to go rogue. Wanted to make sure that D-Hop hit his incentives, and he did just that. So you were very passionate about this, saying that,
yes,
you viewed it as Ryan Tannehill was valuing DeAndre Hopkins' stats over winning. Why do you feel that way?
Because you run the play you're called. You don't go out there. All right, what would happen last play of the game? Hopkins needs 5 yards to get a $100,000 bonus, but Treylon Burks wide up in the end zone, and you're on the 25-yard line, and Hopkins is at the 20. Do you throw to Hopkins still?
I think Tannehill would have gone to Burks.
Okay. Well, according to that, he wouldn't have. You know what I mean? So what point does that put in there? Call the play. You get audible out of it, but give me the like, hey, I got a different read. Like, just don't be blatant about trying to hit the going to help him get. You're valuing you over team, and that was my only thing. Be like, oh, how dare you? They won the game anyway. I get all that, but you told me you're valuing the player over the team, and which we're always taught. And you get up there and you run your mouth about team, and then this pops up. You're like, wow, this at this point it's me over team.
Dennis Allen called victory yesterday. And Jameis Winston didn't run it.
Yeah, so I would.
He ran a play for a touchdown.
I'd be furious at Jameis Winston.
But we've sat here and we've talked about, hey, you don't like running up the score. He wanted to get the guy the ball and get him a touchdown.
Run the play you're called. Run the play that's given to you. Okay. Run the play that's given to you. And so, I mean, Dennis Allen, I mean, Arthur Smith goes over and was livid. And Dennis Allen's like, I mean, what do you do at that point?
Sure.
Then why have a coach?
That's not the play I called.
Right. Then why have a coach?
Right.
Why, if you're going to do that, why have a coach? Just the players do what they want to. Hey, LeBron's been doing the NBA for years, right? What? Running his own team? I mean, he's won championship. That's great and all that stuff. But why have a coach?
So I think a lot of what Tannehill said was a little tongue-in-cheek.
Okay. I wasn't there. I heard the thing.
I think it was a little tongue-in-cheek. I think that Ryan is a pro. And I believe that DeAndre Hopkins has been a player that has in the – five wins that you've had this year, or six that you've had this year, has been the guy that has helped you get those six wins.
Okay.
He's been one of your best offensive players. So I don't have a problem with the quarterback saying, yeah, I'm going to get DeAndre the ball, whether it's for incentives or whatever.
Zero problem with that.
No, because he's the best offensive player not named Derrick
Henry. No. We're not talking about that. It's about getting the ball to hit an incentive. Not it's hitting them, getting to
do
score
you think
touchdown.
He would? Do you think he would have said that?
I don't
about
know.
Anybody else?
I don't. I do. What if Chig needed 100 yards to hit some? But he knew about it.
Then, you know, if I'm doing the press conference, I'd have been like, "Well, I'd get the ball to him if I thought he was going to catch it."
I mean, the problem is there's all these tentacles that go on the hypotheticals with this. But I just know I know I'm a team guy. It's a team sport. There's a reason it's the best sport in the world. And just, I don't know. I was just, and then, you know, you see the Saints, what they did there and all that. I was just like, at what point do you not need coaches? At what point are they just going to, Jameis Winston blatantly disregard a call that came in, right? That's even worse than Tannehill.
Right.
Saying that, right? So, I mean, there's arguments on both sides, but I just see that you want to get your team, right? At that point, your team. And so it just really bugged me the wrong way, man.
I get it, and I'm sure you're not the only one that felt that way. I don't have a problem with it because I think he's one of the best offensive players anyway. I didn't have an issue with it. Tannehill made it very – look, and Tannehill has every right to feel the way that he feels right now. He got replaced, whether you agree with that decision at the time or not.
Okay.
I think it's the right move moving forward that you go ahead and turn the keys over to Will Levis. I think you like what you see in him. So he's like, hey – I'm out. I've had a great 5 years. I got one more shot to play. I knew what D-Hop needed. I'm going to make sure we get him the ball. but you were going to be getting him the ball anyway.
We'll never
still have some fun, be a little tongue in cheek. Everybody was laughing.
Okay.
Like, I don't have an issue with it.
All right. Well, I mean, there was no, you know, on the report I saw was no, like, oh, he was laughing about that. None of that subcontext that goes on there. It's just that what I read, what he said. Not, so, again, you got a 3rd and 8, and you force it into Hopkins. You're like, why did you throw the ball to him there? Well, it's our last possession, and I wanted him to get his into. How's a coach going to react to that? I want to hear what a coach says about that. I mean, we're at Opryland Hotel with 5,000 high school college coaches around. I mean, what do you react when your player doesn't do the call that comes in? And then the excuse is, well, I want to get my guy his incentive bonus. I was like, come on with that, man. So evidently I was in the, I'm in the like the 5% of people agreeing with me on that. Well, it's fine. I mean, I'll if I'm going to die on that hill, I'll die on that hill all day long.
So what do you think about Jameis Winston?
Awful. I mean, you can't suspend him. Season's over with.
No, and I think his contract may be up anyway.
Right.
I mean, so it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, and Arthur Smith is – look, and we've been on these airwaves, like, if you want to stop me,
sure.
Stop me, right?
But the play call was victory.
Play call was victory. And the thing was, one of the players or an ex-player had said, look, in those situations when that you see the victory, you relax.
Yeah.
You know, the game's over, you kind of relax. And so the Saints just blew off the ball, man, and knocked a lot of the Falcons players on their butt. And, like, that's how guys get injured like that when we're doing things like that. But Jameis was unabashed. He just went on and said, hey, we want to get our guy ball into the end zone.
And look, I'll give him credit. And the reporter that he kind of went back and forth with, the reporter's like, hey, I disagree with you. And
yeah,
it was kind of like, I respectfully agree to disagree here. And, you know, but his whole thing was – Jameis's whole thing was, well, it was the team. It was the team's decision. The team decided to do that. I don't think so. I think you decided.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he probably went in and said, we're going to get whoever it was the ball that
right.
scores first touchdown of the year and get him in there. And so, again, you blatantly disregard what the coach had called in to do. And then I felt bad for Dennis Allen because I was thinking, you're up that big. There's no way. There's no coach in the world now that's going to do that, right? Now, back in the day, they do it all the time. But today, you're at 41-17 in the NFL. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And they scored, and Arthur Smith was livid.
Yeah, and some people are texting in, you know, basically saying, like, quarterbacks change the play at the line all the time. And
no, I get that's an audible.
That's an audible. That's different. But when your coach calls victory formation, which means you're going to kneel down and you're going to run the clock out and the game's over and you're up 41-17, you're going to win the ball game. That's a little bit different.
It is, but the Tannehill thing too as well. I mean, it's like, all right, we're going to call this play. Here's an audible. And what's your excuse if you force a pass into Hopkins on 3rd and 8 and he's double teamed when a guy's open on the other side?
But I don't believe he's going to do that. I think Ryan Tannehill is professional and smart
enough. I hope.
That, like, it was tongue in cheek. He was joking with the media that, like, I think he wanted to get him the ball. He was going to do everything he could to get him the ball. But the scenario you laid out, if Burks is standing wide open in the end zone, and that you and I could see that, and Hopkins is double covered, I think he's going to go to Burks.
I hope he will go to Burks. I hope he'll go to Burks.
I don't think he's that dumb.
But if it's the last play of the game, he's going to go to Hopkins. I see where
on the last play of the game, when you're trying to win the game, hell yeah, you're going to go to Hopkins.
When Burks is wide open?
If Burks is wide open, that's different, but Hopkins, the initial play call is probably going to be to Hopkins.
So you got 3rd and 15, and Hopkins runs a 5-yard crossing route. You know he's going to first down. You're going to still throw the ball to him on 3rd and 15?
Well, he's not going to run.
So he can get his incentive?
My point is Tim Kelly is going to design the play to go to Hopkins.
But Tannehill just said, I'm going to go rogue. I'm going to do something else. That's what I'm saying on this.
Okay.
At what point?
But they weren't going to cut. Like, it was always going to go to Hopkins. They don't trust Burks.
But you don't know that. Well, it could be Che. It could be somebody else. It could be Tajay Spears. I'm just saying, run the play that's called. If it's not there, call an audible. But don't call an audible to get into your guy's hand so he can hit an incentive bonus. Well, what are we doing here? Is that benefiting the team? No, it's not.
I think it was very tongue-in-cheek.
Well, I didn't hear the interview.
The Jameis Winston thing was different. The Jameis Winston thing, he deserves to be –
But it's still
punished
in the same arena of, like, you didn't run the call that was called, that we brought into you. And that's the problem I got with that. That's it.
Yeah, David in Arkansas. I don't think Tannehill does or says that if he's returning next year. Like you said, what has he got to lose at this point? What are they going to do, fire him?
Right.
Your organization failed him these last couple of years, so why not try to get your wide receiver extra cash on your way out?
Fine. That's fine. If I'm a coach, I'm like, look, man.
And I may be talking out of both sides of my mouth. I had a problem with the Jameis Winston. I didn't have a problem with Tannehill.
Fine. It's Tannehill, opinion.
But, like, Tannehill did run the plays. He joked, but to our knowledge, he didn't call any –
Quarterback is aware of where his guys are and incentive-wise and bonus-wise. Come on, man. Sure. Come on. I get it. So they're all buddy-buddy and gets his money, but if I'm a coach, I'm not happy with that. I'm just not.
We will reset the coaching news. What do you think? Does Mike Vrabel return to the Titans next year? 615-737-1025. We're live at Opry Lane Hotel today in Convention Center, the American Football Coaches Association, their annual convention. Here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.